This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. At 1 p.m. today, Governor Brad Little will be holding a news conference, and this is where he is expected to announce the state moving forward with phase two of our reopening. You will be able to listen live right here after Idaho Matters. But for counties that rely on tourism, especially as summer approaches, this can mean a chance for small businesses to make much-needed money, but it also presents risks for a population with limited medical resources, especially during a pandemic. In Valley County, these are the communities that include McCall, Donnelly, Cascade, Yellow Pine, and New Meadows. Well, they have put together a plan, and they are asking tourists to follow that when they come and visit. Joining us to tell us more are Valley County Commissioner Sherry Maupin and Mackenzie Kramer with the McCall Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. Thanks so much for coming on the program today.
Hi, Gemma. It's good to see you again.
Thanks good to hear. Absolutely. So for both of you, before we get into the plan that you've put together for visitors, can we talk a little bit about your community and how you've been dealing with the coronavirus? You know, we've been in the governor's shelter in place order. Now we're starting a slow reopening. What's that experience been like for your area? And Commissioner, maybe I'll just start with you.
You bet. So I'm really proud of our citizens here. We actually did follow the governor's guidelines. Everyone has been they've been great. They've stayed home, they've sheltered, they've been going to the grocery stores and wearing their masks. We have a mask brigade up here that has distributed over 5,700 homemade masks that our residents put together and distributed to different businesses. So I think it's been great. There's been some frustrations with people coming and joining us when the shelter in place was still ongoing, but I really am proud of all of our residents for the way that they've handled this and taken personal responsibility.
And Mackenzie, what have you been seeing?
I think the same thing. You know, it's a stressful time. There's no way around that. I think people have adapted really well. We've seen our businesses come up with new strategies from online ordering to the takeout at the restaurants to people just now as we move into different stages, really putting a lot of thought and detail into their reopening protocols to ensure that visitors and residents alike can remain safe and healthy as they come to experience this beautiful place.
You know, Commissioner, we just learned in the Idaho Statesman today, if you saw this article, about Boise County, where county commissioners and the sheriff are turning a blind eye to businesses that have basically reopened before the governor said it was okay. I mean, in fact, one restaurant owner in Idaho City said, you know, they told us if it's quiet and under the radar, then it's okay to do so, and really kind of encouraged people to violate the governor's orders. Have you seen that happening in Valley County?
I wouldn't say that, but we are taking a stance of we are educating individuals. So we've had some short-term rentals situations where people have been frustrated with people coming up. And we've taken the stance that we're going to go out and help educate, remind people of the stage that we're in, why we're doing this together, and trying to take care of each other. So we're not turning a blind eye, but we're also not issuing citations. We are issuing education, and that's why it's so important. And I'm so happy that we've had Mackenzie on board and a whole team to put together an educational video that is going out right now. And we have a whole team in place that's looking at this every day. So education versus legislation.
And Mackenzie, you work with businesses, I mean, through the Chamber of Commerce and McCall. So what were you hearing from businesses in particular when it came to the governor's stay-at-home order? You know, did it do what it was supposed to do? I mean, did it keep tourists out of the area? Because I have to say, I know people that keep going up there.
We did. Well, it's hard to stay out of a beautiful place when, the sun starts to shine. You know, overall, I mean, a stay-home order is difficult in any circumstance. You know, employees are losing their jobs or having to use, unemployment support. Businesses are worried about paying their bills and being able to bring their employees back. So on the whole, it's a very stressful situation. But in general, I think our business community really rallied. I think everyone really understood the importance of why this was necessary and were very willing to take those steps to protect both their customers, but perhaps more importantly, themselves and their own employees, to be able to get through that stage and get to a point where they can reopen with some new safety protocols in place, to continue to serve the people that they love. So on the whole, I think people have done an excellent job. People were really receptive to it for the most part and followed very strictly the governor's orders.
You know, I think it's interesting, Valley County, McCall in particular. I mean, people visit all year long, Mackenzie, but I mean, your big peak seasons are winter and summer. And this pandemic has happened in the spring. So with that being said, what has been the economic loss for this time? I mean, and thankfully it wasn't in two of your peak seasons.
Yeah, I mean, I guess on one hand, we're very fortunate in that this pandemic hit at a time that it was not our busiest season. Spring is difficult in any mountain town when you're in between skiing and lake activities. So timing-wise, it wasn't terrible. As we start to move into the summer season, obviously we are seeing a huge downturn for the months that we were quarantined and staying at home. So there's a lot to make up for. But that said, I think everyone is looking to reopen cautiously. And cautious is probably the best term. I know individuals are somewhat nervous just about venturing out when you've been at home for so long. And so our businesses are really trying to take that into consideration as they open up. And a lot of our recreation, fortunately, is inherently socially distant. So you can still do a lot, but it's really those public places. You just can't escape it. Sometimes there are crowds, crowds on beaches, crowds at grocery stores, crowds just walking down the street. And so that's where this campaign really comes into play. And just trying to remind people to take those few simple steps and continue to social distance, continue to wear a mask in public, continue to do hand hygiene, and also to just stay home if you're sick. We will still be here. You can visit another day.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Mackenzie Kramer of the McCall Visitors Bureau and Valley County Commissioner Sherry Maupin on their plans of reopening that area. And Commissioner, we really should note that according to numbers from the state, Valley County only has two cases of COVID-19, and that's out of a population of about 10,000. So, A, how do you feel about those numbers? But also, I mean, this goes back to that idea that you are a small area and you do not have access to, you know, huge medical care facilities.
So from the very beginning, when Blaine County was hit so quickly, we locked everything down. I wouldn't say locked everything down, that misstatement there, but we requested that people do close, put all the protocols in place. We worked heavily with our medical community to ask for the proper protocols. We worked with the governor's office to make sure that we were doing things that would help eliminate this and not spread it. Our two cases actually were not... They were people that have residents here, but were not with us. So technically, we've been kept clear of this so far. And that's why it's so important as we move forward that people work together and partner with us so that we can protect those that are here and going to be helping you this summer when you come for the enjoyment. We have really worked hard between all of our chambers, our Economic Development Council, and the medical community and business to create a plan that's worked for us. And we meet weekly. We discuss what needs to be done, what can be done, what should be done, and are focused on how to keep everyone healthy, those coming to visit, those that live here. So we're very happy that we have not been hit with this yet, and we are making plans to try and negate anything that can happen into the future.
Okay, so with that in mind, let's talk about the region itself, because you have a plan for bringing tourists to the mountains, to the lake this summer. From a personal responsibility perspective, though, what are you hoping that folks will do when they come visit? So, Mackenzie, can we start with you about what this plan is looking like?
Sure. You know, it's really pretty simple. It's just a reminder to people. So there's like three things that I think are really key. The first is to understand where the state of Idaho is in our reopening plan. So right now, as you know, we're currently in stage one. We could be moving to stage two here come Saturday. And just what that means for people when it comes to non-essential travel, out-of-state visitors requiring, you know, 14-day self-quarantine. How long does that last? What businesses can you expect to be open? And really the point of that is just to manage expectations. We would hate for people to come up assuming that we are 100% wide open. You could go anywhere, dine in restaurants, be anywhere, and then come and be shocked that that is not the case. And so first step is just education, knowing where we are in the plan. And then beyond that, the second step is then locally understanding who is open and what protocols they have in place. McCall and Valley County in general, we still have quite a bit of snow, not on the valley floor, but a lot of those hiking trails, the higher elevation campgrounds that you might want to go to, they're closed, not due to COVID, just due to weather. So, understanding what is currently open. And then as part of that, understanding what protocols people have put in place. Again, it's all just about expectation. If you come to a business and that business is requiring you to wear a mask, we don't want you to be surprised. So bring a mask or expect to comply with a couple of those simple protocols that are put in place. And then the third really goes back to that personal responsibility. Regardless of what is happening in a business or on the streets, we're just asking people to continue that personal health responsibility with social distancing, wearing a mask, and washing your hands.
Can we talk a little bit about the 4th of July? And I bring this up because it seems like the entire state comes to McCall for the 4th of July.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. And, there have been ordinances put in place over the years to try to maintain the crowds. I mean, one of them having to do with alcohol at, North Beach. What happens this summer if you see the crowds that you see normally, and then people are not, Mackenzie, doing all of these requests that you've just talked about? I mean, what happens at that point?
Well, we're having a lot of discussions, several meetings on the docket this week and next as well to discuss what we're going to do. The key is that we just... there's really no easy answer. On the one hand, we don't want to be responsible for not promoting a really fun 4th of July celebration. It's a really critical time for a lot of our businesses. And we're by no means asking people not to come, but we are asking people to be responsible. Because what we would hate to happen is for a 4th of July celebration in one of our communities to be the source of a new outbreak that not only impacts our community, but potentially the communities of the people visiting us that then bring that home and start other clusters where they live. And so, a lot of it really just comes back down to that personal responsibility. We're not asking people not to come. We're not asking people not to come and enjoy. We're just asking people when they do to keep the broader community, both ours and their own, in mind as they, as they enjoy the summer months here.
And Commissioner, at this point, I mean, all of us have to make choices, right, about the risk that we are willing and not willing to take. With that said, though, you are an elected official. You have to think about your entire community. Do you feel comfortable with the risk that might come with rolling out the welcome mat to tourists? I mean, especially with more people coming. And if you do see a spike in cases.
So again, it goes back to personal responsibility. If we have someone in our home that is at risk for this, you may want to stay home this year. You do not want to take something home to your grandparents, your parents that may be in ill health or at risk. If you are a person that is not at risk, then we're not advertising, come and join us. But what we are saying is we're not going to keep you out. We are going to make sure that we do everything that we can to keep everyone healthy and safe. But we're asking people to be personally responsible. If you are at risk, have a family member at risk, please stay home this year. Enjoy it at home and come and join us in the future. However, we are not going to keep people out. Personal responsibility is a thing that I think the state is talking about, the country is talking about, and we are asking our visitors to also think about that.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking to us. I'm sure these were some hard conversations you've been having to have since you live in one of the most beautiful places in the state. We have been talking with Valley County Commissioner Sherry Maupin and Mackenzie Kramer with the McCall Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau about how they are rolling out the reopening for Valley County. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
Up next, a new program that's helping Idaho families stay in their homes during this crisis. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.